Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Support WrestleTalk!
Give us a subscribe.
Making their way to the ring at a combined weight of undeniably sexy, hailing from London, the Wrestle Ramble Podcast!
Well, today's predictions, or this month's predictions, is a big one because this jacket, my beloved sexy jacket, is on the line.
It's a tough time for all of us, really.
You want to see the end of this. And it's not just these Money in the Bank predictions from myself and Luke. It's also the NXT TakeOver Chicago predictions we've done. And to make this just a little bit more spicy, it's a big five pay-per-view, which means both of our respective lady partners have also made their predictions.
Absolutely. If anyone's worried, they're not new characters we're introducing to the show. They are just a little extra bit of fun for the prediction show.
But it's no longer fun. This is now canon. These are going to count to the overall scores.
Scary times, because you might lose the jacket, man.
So it's all on the line. We kick off with the pre-show match. The Bludgeon Brothers, Harper and Rowan, taking on Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson. This is a tag team title match for SmackDown. I'm just going to kick things off with, I think the Bludgeon Brothers are retaining.
As do I.
So there's no way, really, that the Good Brothers... It's a really lackluster feud. It feels like it's just been thrown together. And one of the reasons that could be is because all of the tag teams were maybe once meant for a tag team Money in the Bank match.
And it's going to be weird because we've just recorded it, but you'll hear more about that on tomorrow's show. Or you can head over to yesterday's news where I talk about it a little bit there as well.
So my lady partner has gone for the Bludgeon Brothers because they look like Vikings.
My wife has also gone for the Bludgeon Brothers because, ooh, and you can tell why she's my wife, they've got a good tag team name, so points for that.
Not a good tag team name. Daniel Bryan versus Big Cass. I went first last time.
Now, so, I'm going to go perhaps slightly off-piste here. I think it's going to be a Big Cass win. I'll be honest with you, if Big Cass loses here, then he's done. Absolutely done. There's no coming back from this. Two straight pay-per-view losses and getting knout on TV. He's 100% done if he's lost this. I think that Big Cass has to win here.
And what about your wife?
My wife has gone for Daniel Bryan because he's my guy.
Mm.
With what's that, an emoji with hearts in its eyes?
I'm also going to go with Daniel Bryan. I think they know he's the one they've got to push. I think Big Cass has got so much promo time recently that in WWE's weird warped mindset of how to push people, they're thinking, hey, he can lose. He's looked really strong in those promos.
I think I'm going actually with the prediction I had for Backlash, which is that he is going to cheat to win. So although he is saying that he's tall and therefore he's bound to win, he still has to cheat in order to get the victory. And then I think they're going to have the rubber match at Extreme Rules.
Well, it's been advertised that it's Bryan versus Miz.
But it's also been advertised that it's Bryan versus Cass.
Subject
to change, man.
A three pay-per-view program between Bryan and Cass as Bryan's first singles feud from coming out of retirement.
Are you going to pretend that WWE don't... This is like the 12th time we've seen Shinsuke Nakamura versus AJ Styles since WrestleMania. Of course they do that.
I'm betting with my head here, not my heart. And my head is telling me it's Bryan. As is It's telling my girlfriends she's also gone for Daniel Bryan because, and she does most of her research Google imaging.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, good check shirt selection.
Well, I mean, she is not wrong there. Absolutely not wrong there.
Seth Rollins versus Elias for the Intercontinental Championship. We're working our way up from the bottom. So, you go first.
Well, I went first last time.
Okay, so Seth... Oh, no. Elias could win. Oh, no, this is the first actual one I've had to think about.
Mm.
And now, usually I just go with my heart, but I don't want to lose the jacket. The literal shirt off my back. Oh, God, this is tough.
It's cool.
Can I have a look what Anna said?
Yeah, if you want to, yeah.
Okay, so my girlfriend said Seth Rollins because he just looks better.
I mean, they look exactly the same, though, don't they? Let's be honest.
Seth Rollins is pretty hot right now, Hansel. That's an impossible body image that she expects from me.
I mean, you're not that far off, though, are you?
Keeping
up the CrossFit.
I'm about 20% body fat and all the carbs away from that Seth Rollins body.
I found out someone else who's massively into CrossFit. Apparently, mm-hmm. It was revealed on NXT. Bianca Belair in NXT. She's that's how she's in the great shape she's in, is due to CrossFit.
She is in terrific shape.
Yes.
Okay.
Come on, man. You got to make
really
a decision.
Tough.
I already know. I know who I'm picking.
I'm going for Elias.
Going for an Elias win.
I think now's the time. He's so over. He hasn't won a belt yet. Seth loses nothing. Elias can cheat. Elias is a really solid mid-card champion. And Seth Rollins, let's be honest, is a step above. And then maybe Rollins can enter the full main event scene off the back of this, but he probably won't. They'll have matches ad infinitum. What about you two?
I was going to say, we're talking about automatic rematch clause. He'll have that for the very start of things. And you said
tell that to Owens and Balor.
And you says that Seth loses nothing. Does lose the IC belt. I'm going
just a prop.
I'm going for a Seth Rollins retention, as is my wife, because Elias is, quote, a bit comedy.
Everyone's gone against me there. I'm sticking with it. Bobby Lashley versus Sami Zayn in one of the best told feuds of the year so far, arguably. Who have you got down to win?
I think it's got to be a Bobbles win, right? I can't see anyone else but Bobby Lashley winning. Having said that, my wife disagrees and is saying Sami Zayn because, quote, I like his face.
He's got a kind face.
He has got a kind face, despite being a heel.
But Bobby Lashley, arguably, has more face because it goes all the way up past his non-existent hairline into the back.
And when
finishes
you
in his lower back.
And when you do those really close-up shots of his face where he's like, names of sisters, Kathy, Kelly, whatever their names were, I love you.
Mm.
And it's just all face.
All face. That's his problem. He's too much of a face, isn't it? It's just stumbled upon a meta double meaning there.
But who are you going with?
I'm going to also go for Lashley.
Yeah.
I think this whole feud has been designed to get Bobby over.
Oh, it is working. Mission not accomplished.
And, if it was designed that way, then Lashley should win here. Although, you know, if the feud continues, it makes sense to really make the... I think WWE know how bad this is. And how quickly they dropped their initial character plan of the sisters. So I'm hoping that they're trying to wrap this up quickly now and Bobby Lashley win. Anna has said, I'm only saying their names because last time we did this, people got angry. We kept on saying Lady Partner over and over
again.
Fair
enough.
She's gone for Bobby Lashley because very muscly.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I have. People always say women, they've got such hard images to live up to with all the stuff in the press and Hit
and,
magazine.
And whatever a Love Island is.
What about poor Ollie?
Got The Rock to compete with and Bobby Lashley.
Roman Reigns versus Jinder Mahal. Now here's a corker.
Man, I don't think I've ever been less excited about a pay-per-view match in the history of time.
The correct term is fewer excited.
Okay, whatever. Who in their right mind could be excited for this match?
Vince McMahon. Very much so.
Apart from Vinnie Mac, yeah, you're absolutely
right.
This
is his dream. We all joked about this last year. Jinder's the big, tall, muscly man, foreign heel that they're pushing on SmackDown. Thank God he's not on Raw, otherwise he'll be booked in a main event feud with Roman Reigns. Didn't even take him a month.
But it's weird, though, because he's not a foreign heel anymore. Like, that's not his gimmick.
Mm.
Gimmicks like the winds of change and all that.
Did you see the NXT promos where they have the Winds of Change on the voice?
Yeah, coincidence, mate. It's absolute coincidence. Someone else sent me that on Twitter this morning. I was like, I'm pretty sure it's a coincidence.
Such a bizarre bit of verbiage. Yeah, Jinder's not going to invade NXT, or NXT isn't going to be called up in a big Jinder-led faction.
I was going to say Jinder is the leader of NXT. That's how we'll get these NXT guys over.
Can you imagine? It is typical. We want something. We're begging for it. WWE goes, hold my beer.
Yeah.
And they just do it the worst way possible. So
this is what you all wanted, right?
I am going for a Jinder victory because I think this is going to be a prolonged feud, and it makes sense for Jinder to win.
Oh yeah, this feud must continue. What is your girlfriend saying?
Anna says Roman Reigns on account of those good arm tattoos.
Well, I mean, yeah, he does have some sweet old tats, I guess. I'm also going for Jinder Mahal. I'm going for the modern day Maharaja. I'm going to go with my original prediction of it's going to be the return of what's his face, Samir Singh.
Yeah.
That's the Winds of Change. I think it's going to be a really a massive disappointment. Like
what a payoff!
Like the Winds of Change is actually just a fart in a church, and that's actually what we're going to get. My wife, on the other hand, has also gone for Roman. She's written here, not sure if there's any point to either winning though.
Wow.
My wife, who does not watch wrestling, just hears those names. Like, doesn't sound like that's worth watching.
Yeah.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Carmella defending her women's championship against Asuka. This is a tough one to call. What do you think?
I am going for an Asuka win via DQ.
Ah, because...
That way the title doesn't change hands. Could be a James Ellsworth return. Apparently, we reported in yesterday's news, you'll have seen this the day after, in Wednesday's news, that PW Insider have said that James Ellsworth is scheduled to be at Money in the Bank, but he was also booked on a show in China. However, I got told on Twitter this morning, apparently, that he's been pulled from that show now.
Yes, I saw that as well.
Mm.
What about Kate?
My wife has said, Carmella, Asuka won a lot recently. Let someone else win for a bit. She obviously missed WrestleMania.
Well, I think that's Vince McMahon's booking approach to Asuka as well. That's why they ended the streak.
Yeah.
This is a tough one. So are you saying Asuka wins?
Yes, Asuka will be declared the winner, but Carmella will remain champion.
This is a tough one. This is a tough one. Because I don't think... So who could conceivably have a program with Carmella after this? Because the heels aren't that strong women-wise on SmackDown.
Mm.
A Carmella-Becky Lynch feud. But yeah, I think Carmella's going to win, but it's going to be dirty.
I bet it will be.
Yeah, so Asuka's not going to win via DQ.
Okay.
Right. And Anna says this was her toughest one. She's a big fan of both of these.
She loves Carmella's entrance music.
So, all in capitals, this one is too hard. I want Carmella to win for the music, but I think Asuka will win. But I'm going to go with F-A-B-U-L-O-U-S, and that's all in caps with loads of exclamation marks.
So she's really also saying that, fabulous. Wow, yeah. So I'm the only one who's got down Asuka for the win.
Mm.
Interesting.
Nia Jax versus Ronda Rousey, which
this one is tough.
Is going to be the main event.
You do think this is going to be the main event. I having slept on that, the question, obviously, or the proposition, perhaps, I think you might be right.
Mm.
I think this might be the main event. Although, it's WWE, you'd have thought that they'd have promoted that.
Yeah, like they did last time when that happened.
Yeah.
Did you want to... Who went first last time?
I did, because I said Asuka.
Okay, well.
It's another tough one. I think this one is harder than the Carmella match.
So there are two ways this can go. Nia Jax can turn heel with Stephanie, and Nia wins. Or Ronda Rousey wins, and Natalia sets up a thing later on.
You mean Nia Jax turns heel again?
No, just Natalia. Oh, what, for the...
Well, yeah.
She is technically heel, I guess. This is really tough.
I think you said she's a heel. I think she's a babyface at the moment.
I'm going to go with Ronda Rousey winning. But I don't think she'll be champion by the end of the night.
Mm, interesting.
Which is why I think it's going to go on last. Because you have the women's Money in the Bank to open the show. And then Natalia runs out and cashes it in.
This is so hard, this one. But yeah. What is your partner saying?
Because you sang the song and she's your Twitter internet friend, Nia Jax. So you got both bases covered there. It's kind of nice on these close ones, when we fall on opposite sides.
I mean, you've said that now. I almost feel like I should do the same thing.
Hedge the bets.
That's my thinking sound for podcast listeners. Oh, man, this is a real, like, Winnie the Pooh pondering question. Nia Jax versus Ronda Rousey. It's the Raw Women's Champion. I mean, it's Ronda Rousey's first singles match, but Nia's only just won the belt. Do you want Nia tapped out on Monday night, so do you want her to look even weaker by having her lose the title in, I mean, essentially her first, second title defense? But is it too soon to put the belt on Ronda? It's like a combination of the two. On Ronda. This is... I'm going
to
say, and I don't want
to rush you for an answer.
You are going to... Well, all right, you took your time with the Carmella one. I'm going to say Ronda Rousey.
Right. And what about your lady partner?
She has said Nia Jax. She deserves to win. Plus, it's too early for Rousey to start winning everything. It won't make her credible.
Whoa. That is an insightful bit of feedback for someone who
you can tell
doesn't
that
watch it.
She has this on like in the background when she's doing other things because she likes just hearing us talk about stuff.
Oh, yeah, she listens to our podcast.
She likes the podcast intro and outro. She tends to like stop listening to it after that, but she kind of hears bits and pieces. Mm.
See, my lady partner does not consume anything.
No,
that I
was going to say, we've got a slight slight inside track on my side of things.
AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura, a last man standing match for the WWE Championship. Another difficult one to call.
Now, I got an excellent tweet before we came in to record this.
Mm.
My phone's on airplane mode. I wish I could bring it up. But they posed a really interesting scenario of, like, what if Sanity debut here and cost AJ Styles the championship, setting up a faction warfare of Sanity versus the club? So that is feud number one. Or Sanity caused the DQ and the enemy of my enemy is my friend, and AJ and Nakamura have to team up to take on Sanity.
I don't like the ladder because Nakamura is so good as an out and out heel at the moment.
Mm.
Down the line, when he's so cool as a heel, he becomes a face. That would be a great way to slowly turn him, but not now because he's doing such good work. But yeah, what do you think?
Oh, yeah, I'm going first. I mean, Nakamura has to win here. 100% Nakamura has to win here because he's lost every single. Like, if he doesn't win here, then there's no point ever putting him in a championship match ever again.
With so he wins the title.
Yes.
And
I think he has to win at this point.
And what about Kate?
My wife has said Nakamura because Styles is a flat earther.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I think we should all just say Nakamura then. But what you don't get, man, is like what you never see the curvature of the earth.
Yeah, when I'm in a plane, I can't see. Of course, you can't see the curvature of the earth, you idiots.
It's just the amount of people that would have to be covering this up.
Yeah.
And why would they come? Like, what possible benefit is that? And that's another thing. So, yeah, I'm.
We also, just to take you on a sidetrack, we got a really interesting, not an interesting email, but a funny email from someone who reckons that you are the either long lost brother, and you'd have to be brother, of Flip Gordon because you look very much alike.
that's a compliment.
And he's also a flat earther.
Mm, yeah. I'm going to go Shinsuke Nakamura too. And Anna is saying Shinsuke Nakamura, again, great music.
Even though the new one?
Yeah, she doesn't like the new one as much, but she still likes it. And I like his individual style.
Well, that's very true. He does have individual style.
He does really have individual style. And now we get on to our beefcase matches.
Yeah!
The women's Money in the Bank will start with Ember Moon versus Charlotte Flair, Alexa Bliss, Becky Lynch, Natalya, Lana, Naomi, and Sasha Banks for the women's beefcase.
Now, Oliver Davis, you get to go first on this one. Who are you thinking? Out of these eight lasses, who is the one who's going to be walking away with the Money in the Bank beefcase?
It's because if I just sit here and think about it, I'm going to talk myself into a hole. So I'm just going to go with what I've been saying for weeks. It's going to be Natalya. And that ties in with the Ronda Rousey victory at the end of the night, I think. If Ronda Rousey Nia Jax opens a show, I'm screwed. Pretty much. So, yeah, I'm going with Natalya there. Mm-hmm. And my lady partner is Charlotte Flair. God damn it. Why do you choose Charlotte? Because of gymnastic flippy ability, if she is the right one I'm thinking of, second choice Sasha Banks, as she has good hair. It's not real.
It's a weave. She does have good gymnastic flippy ability, really, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Right, now, this is a tough one because logic tells me it has to be Natalya, right? Mm. Like logic dictates it has to be Natalya. Also, I think it is going to be someone from Raw because I think they're going to have the briefcases on either brand. So, like, the women's will be on one, the men's will be on the other. And I'm thinking I'm leaning more towards a SmackDown man winning their ladder match, which means in theory I should pick a Raw lass for their match. However, I've got a really good feeling about Becky Lynch. What am I talking about? They're never going to put the belt on. They're never going to put it on her.
She could fail.
That's true. She could. Fails at winning this as well, I'd imagine. Oh, it just feels like it's such the right thing to do to put it on Becky Lynch, but I don't think they're going to do it.
When you were locked in the cupboard, PW Insider had a report where the current plan was for the women's winner to be on Raw, the men's winner to be on SmackDown.
Which is what I just said.
I didn't know.
I think I think WrestleVotes might have said something along the same lines as well before I got locked away. Blah. Oh, I don't want to say. I'm going to say Natalya. I think it's the one that makes them. But I want it to be Becky Lynch so bad.
Head over heart.
I know, right? But my lady partner, my wife, has come in with a raw woman as well. She has said Ember Moon because her look is badass.
Yeah, I mean, that. I think it's too early, but I wouldn't hate it.
Wouldn't hate it either. My video is going up tomorrow where I'll talk about who I would like to win Money in the Bank. I'm very praising of Ember Moon there.
So finally, the men's Money in the Bank beefcase ladder match.
Yes.
Braun Strowman, Finn Balor, The Miz, Rusev, Bobby Roode, Kevin Owens, Samoa Joe, and to be announced, one of either Big E, Kofi Kingston, or Xavier Woods.
At the time of this recording, they might announce it at E3.
They could have also announced many other matches that we haven't.
They might have actually put the tag team match that we didn't know wasn't on this card, and well, I didn't know it was on this card until you told me in an episode you guys will see tomorrow.
Yeah, which is Bo Dallas and Curtis Axel versus the Deleter of Worlds.
I could have sworn it was on this pay-per-view.
So, I went first last time. You have that honour for
right,
the beefcase.
Yes. For the beefcase, I'm going with Samoa Joe. I think Samoa Joe is taking down the thing, and I think he's going to be the badass assassin. And yeah, I could definitely see him winning. Yeah, I'd really like Samoa Joe to win. I'm sticking with Samoa Joe. My wife has gone with Brawny the Strowman because they're booking him strong, right? Look at my wife using the insider terms.
I feel like that should disqualify her. Like that she now knows too much about wrestling.
You say that,
that's not the point of this.
You say that though. There's no way Braun's winning this match.
That's a good point.
She knows nothing. Not only that, but she's picked two Raw people to win the Money in the Bank briefcases. She knows nout.
So I think the front runners are Rusev, Miz, and Samoa Joe. Or Big E.
If it's Big E, which we think it is Big E.
So that's only half the people in the match I've whittled it down to. I've been saying, again, it's one I've been saying for weeks. I think, like, in my heart and in my head, I think it's going to be Samoa Joe. So I'm going to... He was pinned on this week's episode, so maybe
but
has
he unhooked the beefcase and held it aloft on TV?
I can't remember. But I'm going Samoa Joe there, and Anna is saying Bobby Roode. Jesus. Bobby Roode, obviously, for the music, no more to be said. So I've lost that one. I don't think Bobby Roode's winning it in a million years.
Willing it. He is not willing it.
Well, that's all we've got time for. We will be back tomorrow for the Saturday edition.
Magazine show with some crap gimmicks in that.
And then NXT on Sunday for our review of that. And then the day after on Monday for Money in the Bank review, where we'll reveal the winners of all of this stuff and our NXT predictions too.
And then we've got Raw review the day after. And you've got so much content from us. So much of us. You're welcome.
Super served.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.